Hi, it's Grandma. This is a test. It is only a test and not an emergency. I'm testing because I've never done a podcast before. I listen to podcasts every day and find them informative, interesting, and inspiring. If it were a real emergency, you'd be listening to your local radio station for instructions. Instead, you're here listening to Grandma is Rambling. As a grandma, I've had some experience because I had children before I had a grandchild. Before I had children, I was a child. Then I grew up. Growing up is a learning process that lasts, about a lifetime or so. With all that experience, I think we can have a podcast to help share some of the experience and fine-tune the experiences we are destined to repeat during our lives. Some experiences are grown-up things, like opening bank accounts and making a budget, or setting up a household, moving a household, and maintaining a household. All of those things are tests, too, so there's certainly the opportunity to improve on the experience each time we repeat it. Oh yeah, they call that learning from the past. The good thing is, you don't have to repeat the minor hiccups you experienced the first time. You'll have new hiccups that happen the next time you try it. That's just the way things go. If so much stuff in life is a test, what is the outcome? Do we pass or fail? Well, if you make it through the experience alive, you passed. Whether you repeat it and try to do better is up to you. Only you will know when you've achieved the very best you can do. My mother used to say, "If it's worth doing, it's worth doing right." She didn't originate the phrase, of course, and I don't originate lots of the things I say either. The point is, just do your best and learn from it. Even if you manage 100%, there's often going to be a next time, at least with the little stuff. The big stuff? We don't usually get a do-over on that. Like your wedding day. Everything may go as smooth as the silk of a wedding gown, or a hurricane may come along and blow all your plans away, and you manage to get married that day some way or another. Maybe you postpone it and plan another wedding, but if you get through it and end up married before the day is over, that's your wedding day. Another only chance occasion is when a baby joins your family. Maybe you have the perfect birth plan and it all goes accordingly, which is a miracle. Maybe your birth plan has to be adapted because the baby is stubborn or there are complications. You pray for a miracle, and when you hold your baby for the first time, it is a miracle. The process may not have been what you expected or hoped for, and you can't do it over again the way you wanted to, but you get the miracle anyway. Then there are the heartbreakers. Maybe the bride ran away, or the groom didn't show up, or the cake fell over, or the marriage ended in divorce. Perhaps a couple is unable to conceive or carry a baby to term. Unthinkable tragedy may have overshadowed the baby's birth. We can't do those over either. We may second guess, lay blame on others or ourselves, and grieve for a very long time. It's a life experience we live through and never seek to repeat. The good part of life's tests is that we can ask for help. We can accept help and we can celebrate or share sorrow together. It helps not to be alone. I turned to my parents, my siblings, extended family, and close friends to help me through the tests I've faced, and I hope you are able to as well. If not, I hope you can take a little comfort in knowing this grandma is here, and you're welcome to listen to me ramble on about stuff for as long as you want to. If it helps you, I believe it will help me too, and we can pass this test together. Thanks for listening. This now concludes the test of Grandma is Rambling.